The Scottish Bride by Catherine Coulter. To Anton, who's a cracker. CC. 1. Northcliffe Hall, August 15, 1815. Tyson Sherbrooke gazed out the wide windows onto the east lawn of Northcliffe, his brow furrowed thoughtfully. As a matter of fact, he said, I did know that I was in line for the title, Douglas, but I was so far down on the list of rightful heirs that I never imagined it could actually happen. Indeed, I haven't even thought of it for a good decade. The last grandson, Ian, he's really dead?
Yes, just 6 months before the old man died. It seems he fell off a cliff into the North Sea. The solicitor seems to think Ian's death is what shoved old Tyrone into the grave. Of course, he was 87, so he probably didn't need much of a push. That means that you, Tyson, are now Baron Barthick. It's an old barony, dating back to the early 15th century, when men of importance were barons. Earls were later additions, upstarts for a very long time.
I remember Kildrummy Castle, of course, Tyson said. It's right on the coast, below Stonehaven, overlooking the North Sea. It's a beautiful place, Douglas. Not immensely tall, with no windows like the old medieval Scottish castles, but newer, built in the late 17th century, I believe. I remember being told that the original castle was destroyed in one of their interminable clan fights. The new one, it's got gables and chimney stacks, a good dozen of them, and four round-angle turrets. The lower floor of the castle is closed off by the building itself, and attached to a curtain wall that encloses a very large inner courtyard. Tyson paused.